This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one of all. Today is Monday, February 23rd, and guess what? It is indeed cold outside. But it's not cold here in the studio. I think I woke up this morning, it was a wind chill of 19 degrees. But we're here today on this Monday, starting the second month of The Point, with producer extraordinaire, the maestro producer, the whole brains of this outfit. We have Steve Moulton with us today. Steve is here because Brian is a little bit under the weather, and I'm certainly always glad to work with Steve. Steve was my first producer a long, long time ago, 15 years ago, in fact, when we started Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff on the ESPN side of things. So we got an interesting show in store for you today. Our first guest in a few minutes is going to be Attorney General candidate Pamela Casey, and then later on we're going to have our now regular Monday fixture, which is a little news review with Fox News, and we're going to have a reporter join us in studio today, not Miss Kenesha Dees, who was here last week, though Kenesha will be back in the future. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a weekend filled with lots of interesting stuff to do. I think probably the highlight of my weekend was watching the hockey game tomorrow or yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, where we won gold. That was very reminiscent in my life of a day exactly many, many years ago to this day, which was the Miracle on Ice. I was down in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of West Point cadets. We were on a field trip, and we went to the Capitol, Supreme Court, many places, and we stayed in a bachelor's officer's quarter in Fort Myers and watched that game that night. And it was always a highlight, and it was a highlight again. Just 7 o'clock in the morning was a wee bit early, but our first guest today is going to be Miss Pamela Casey, who is running for the Attorney General's office. And that makes me want to explain to the listeners just a little bit about what the Attorney General is and what the Attorney General means and who's running for Attorney General. Most people, when they think of power in government, they don't think of the Attorney General. They think of governors, senators, and maybe even the president. But there is one office, both nationally and in the state, that really has a lot to do with shaping of policy, and that's the Attorney General. The Attorney General is the most legal authority in a state, short of federal judgeship. And in Alabama, this race is shaping up to be very important and very competitive. First of all, what does a state attorney general do? At its lowest level, the attorney general is the chief legal officer of the state. This means that when the state goes to court, essentially the attorney general is the attorney that represents the state. They also enforce state laws. They advise state agencies, and they advise officials on what the law does and does not allow. But that description just scratches the surface. The attorney general decides when the state sues companies, when it joins multi-state lawsuits against the federal government, and how aggressively laws are enforced, from consumer protection to criminal justice to public corruption. If the legislature passes a law, the attorney general often determines how strongly it is or is not enforced. If a major legal challenge emerges, the attorney general is usually at the center of the fight. In modern America, attorneys general, not attorney generals, attorneys general are not just legal technicians. They are policymakers and litigators, and increasingly in this country, they are national policy players. Across the country, attorneys general regularly band together to challenge the presidential administrations, either Republican or Democrat, over everything from health care to environmental policy. These lawsuits can shape national law for years. That means you're not just choosing a lawyer when you're choosing the attorney general. You're choosing essentially the state's strategist. In Alabama, the office carries even more weight because how active our state has been in major legal issues. Under our current attorney general, Steve Marshall, Alabama has joined multi-state legal challenges against federal policies, taken positions on criminal justice enforcement, and played a leading role in controversial legal questions, including execution procedures. Marshall served since 2017, but he is term limited and he can't run again. He's running for lieutenant governor. That makes this election in 2026 an open seat election, which means there is no advantage for the incumbent, there is no guaranteed successor, and there is no settled power structure. And that's what we're seeing now. Third, who's running Alabama? In Alabama for the attorney general. Well, we're going to have Pamela Casey on today. She's one of the contestants. And on the Republican side, which historically we all know dominates the elections in Alabama, the primary field has three high profile candidates. Catherine Robertson, longtime chief counsel to Attorney General Steve Mitchell, whom he has endorsed as his successor. Jay Mitchell, a former Alabama Supreme Court justice who brings judicial experience to the job. And Pamela Casey, who we will get to know today, who is a longtime prosecutor and Blount County district attorney with a law enforcement background. The Democrats have nominee Jeff McLaughlin, who's a former member of the House of Representatives. The general election is on November 3rd, 2026, but the primaries are May 19th. And what makes this race politically significant? It's wide open power transition. With Marshall leaving the office, the next attorney general can shape Alabama's legal direction for years. Policy enforcement is on the ballot. The attorney generals just don't interpret law, they prioritize it. How aggressively will Alabama challenge federal policies? How should criminal justice be handled? These decisions depend on who wins the race. And that's going to be coming up pretty soon. The Republican Party may decide everything. Alabama is a strong Republican state. In all statewide elections, the GOP primary is the real battleground. That's where ideological differences, endorsements, and fundraising matter the most. National implications. States attorneys general increasingly influence national legal battles. Whoever wins in Alabama will likely join multi-state coalitions that challenge or defend federal policies. Who should voters watch? Well, you got to look at the endorsements. Who are the political national figures endorsing for this race? Fundraising. Money drives visibility. If you don't have money, you're not going to have voter outreach. You're not going to be on TV. So the final thought on this is this is an office attorney general that doesn't always get the spotlight, but it probably really should. In Alabama, the 2026 race is not just about who becomes the next top lawyer. Rather, it's about who will shape the legal direction of the state, who will represent Alabama in national courtroom battles, and who will define how the law is enforced for millions of residents here in this state. This is not just a small job. This is a very major job, and it's frankly one of the decisions. If you're going to vote in this race, that's going to be on your ballot, and you got to make a decision as to who you're going to vote for and who holds this office next. So those are my thoughts on attorney generals. And Steve, if we could go ahead and take a break, we'll get out of here and wait for our next guest, Miss Pamela Casey. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
For 50 years, our mission, do the right thing and make long-term decisions. We value our customers, and we invest in supporting you. We use our own technologies to automate to provide you the best support possible, and we have the strongest guarantees in the industry. I just can't tell you I'm going to provide you great support. I have to prove it to you with my actions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio, WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Sorry about that. Along with producer extraordinaire Steve Moulton, the man, the myth, the legend here in our studios. And we'd love to hear from you today later on. If you see a break in the action, give us a call at 256-382-0724. And if you want to, you can listen to us on our website. Just go to talkradiowzzn.com, click on Listen Live, or you can go to the App Store and search for Talk Radio WZZN. The app will magically appear. Touch your little finger to it. You'll get a little circle that says got it, and you're there for the rest of your life. You can take us with us wherever you go. And also, if you're in a car with an HD radio, just hit, when you put it on 97.7, hit scan to the right, and it'll take you right to the station. But right now, without any further ado, we are joined by Pamela Casey. Pamela, before I give a great introduction on you, I want to make sure you are there.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning or good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Morning is long since gone, but let me introduce you, Pamela, to our listeners. Pamela Casey has devoted her life to public service and the pursuit of justice. She began her legal career in 2007 at the Alabama Attorney General's office, where she was an assistant attorney general in the Capital Litigation and Violent Crimes Division. In that role, she successfully prosecuted many cases. In 2011, at just 29 years old, Pamela made history as the youngest female ever elected district attorney in Alabama by defeating three opponents, including the incumbent. And she was reelected in 2016 and 2022. Except for two cases, Pamela has personally tried every first felony case in Blount County since taking office. And if you get in front of her, you're going to average 47 years in prison, with five defendants serving life without possibility of parole. I'm sure they all deserved it. Pamela's passion for protecting children and families has defined her career. She has trained law enforcement officers, prosecutors, and educators across the country on the dangers of social media and strategies to protect children online. Her prosecution of child predators has resulted in hundreds of years of prison time. She holds a national certification in criminal law by the National Board of Trial Advocacy. That's a good big word. Currently, she's only one of two attorneys in the state to hold this honor. She became a Alabama State Bar criminal law specialist since 2015. And in 2015, she was awarded Prosecutor of the Year from Vocal. Pamela's career reflects her steadfast dedication to justice, publication, and the protection of the most vulnerable members of our community, which is our children. As our Attorney General, she will keep Alabama safe by standing with law enforcement to fight drugs, human traffic, and defend our families from cyber criminals and online predators. She is married to Robert, who is a high school science teacher. They have two children, Glenn and Claire, and they are members of the Church of the Highlands. Did I leave anything out, Pamela, or did I get it pretty close?
No, that was too long. We didn't have to say all that.
Well, I think it's important to say all that, because it's one of the things I like to do in this show, is to let our listeners know you as more than just a candidate, but also as a person. So one thing I didn't see it in here. Where'd you go to college at?
So I went to Rhodes College in Memphis, went an undergrad degree there in political science. And then I actually went to law school in Seattle. People always say, well, why'd you go out there? And, you know, I grew up poor, and I was on scholarship in undergrad and on scholarship in law school, and they were the number one legal writing program in the country, and, you know, they gave me money to come to school out there, so I had to go where it would be paid for.
Well, you know, you're not alone in that aspect. I did the same thing, except I chose to go to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, but not only was that paid for, they paid me to go.
It's nice. I mean, it's a little bit easier when they at least pay, and I appreciate your service. I want to tell you that.
Well, thank you so much. So you graduated from law school, and then you decided a return to Alabama was the course you pursued.
Yeah, so I truly felt, you know, what's interesting is I had a job with a firm out there that I'd been with the whole time I was in law school, and just really felt God calling me back home. And I actually took the Washington State Bar 3 days, and then went in the next day, told my job I was going back home, and drove back across the country. And then took the Alabama Bar and was at the Alabama Attorney General's office. You know, going to law school out in Seattle, I was with the writing program. They were looking for someone at the AG's office that could write 200- to 300-page briefs in the capital litigation, so our death penalty cases. And that's how I got my job. That's how I got my foot in the door down there.
Well, let me ask you a question that's most interesting to me. I'm certainly not a lawyer, but when you get through law school, what made you to pursue a career in that venue instead of a private practice, which many, many lawyers go into?
So it's interesting, my last semester of law school, I clerked for a judge, had a judicial clerkship. And he was like, so what are you going to do, Pamela? And I said, well, I'm going to work with this firm. And he, we talked about what I was going to do. And he said, so what you really want to do? I said, no, what I really want to do is do criminal defense because I don't want to see an innocent man go to prison. And he said, well, you need to be a prosecutor. I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, you know, as a prosecutor, you make those final decisions about who gets charged and who doesn't get charged. So therefore, you know that if someone is being prosecuted, there's sufficient evidence beyond a reasonable doubt the person committed the crime. He said, as a defense attorney, you would only handle a tiny fraction of all the cases a prosecutor handles. And I really took that to heart, really respected him, and said, I think that God was beginning to open my eyes to see that that was the route I was to take. And I really do feel called to this role as a prosecutor, as the DA, and next as Attorney General, to really fight for those people who have been wronged, are victims of crime, but also to ensure that if we do put people in prison, that they are guilty.
Well, I couldn't agree with that more. If they're in guilty, they need to go to prison. Well, a question I would ask, I was just, you know, in your intro, I noticed that you had prosecuted every felony case for 16 years except two in Blount County. How, did you win all of them, or did you have some setbacks?
We've lost maybe a few, not very many at all. We have a very high success rate here in Blount County. I've had a really good ability to resolve cases. I actually had a guy just plead to life without who had a capital murder case today. I think what that goes to show is we're really good at what we do. I think we've only had one homicide that we didn't win, and that was a manslaughter, which was a drug-related distribution. And I think the jury in that case believed if somebody wants you to bring them drugs and they bring them to you and they die from them, then that's on them. But other than that, we have won every homicide, capital murder case, everything that I have handled since being DA in Blount County.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I think all of us, myself included, who watch courtroom dramas on TV, we're familiar with the felonies like homicide and things of that nature. What are some of the, like, the lesser known felonies that, that come up that you have to prosecute that maybe not be as headline grabbing?
Yeah, so I handle everything from, littering, criminal littering, which are violations all the way up through misdemeanors. And our thefts, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, our thefts are low-level felonies, depending on the value. Credit card theft, identity theft, sex cases, our child sex predator cases, human trafficking, trafficking drugs. I mean, there are probably very few felonies out there that I've not handled during the course of my career. Handled thousands of different cases.
Well, what about cyber crimes? Have you prosecuted any of those? Because it seems to me like that is something that's it's going to be something that our next general or attorney general, excuse me, they're going to have to be on top of, you know, the cyber world and how we can react to that. Is that something you've had any experience with?
Absolutely. So, you know, especially as it relates to our children, we see a lot of electronic solicitation of our kids. And, you know, all of that comes from online. Probably about 12 years ago, I discovered just how dangerous our cell phones and apps are for our children and how the predators no longer have to look for your children really on the streets to kidnap them or to take them. You know, you never have to worry about that little white van anymore. You know, you worry more so about what your kids or who they're talking to online and how they're being perpetrated online. And so, you know, I've handled electronic solicitations. I've handled all different types of cases that involve cyber issues. And so I bring that experience to the AG's office that I think I'm uniquely qualified because I'm the only one in this race that's actually prosecuted criminals, put killers in prison, put predators in prison. And I think that the Alabama deserves a person who's actually done the work.
I think that is indeed a very important aspect of as a qualification for the attorney general. What are some of the other things that, you know, a lot of people, they're not really even familiar with what the attorney general does. So what are some of the key aspects of the attorney general's job, not plural attorneys general, but the attorney general's job, and how you can, what do you bring to the table for some of those other aspects?
So number one, the Attorney General is Alabama's top law enforcement official. Over half the employees employed there at the AG's office handle criminal aspect of the state. And so whether it's our criminal trials, our capital lit, our public, our criminal trials, special prosecutions, investigation divisions, over half of that. But the AG also represents the state most specifically whether they're defending elected officials who are sued or they represent agencies and commissions. And they also, you know, if there are any civil cases where the state is the plaintiff, where they are pursuing cases, that is something that's under the AG's umbrella. And so what I bring is real life experience. I have the ability to walk into a courtroom. If the state government goes broke and they can handle, they can hire one or they have one person that can represent the state, that being the Attorney General, I have the ability to do that, whether it's civil or criminal. I have that real world in the trenches experience that no one else in this race has that can be an appellate attorney, be a trial attorney, be an advocate, and has that local experience as well.
Well, Pamela, let me ask you this. I know to a degree, it seems to me like the Attorney General has to do a lot of stuff that's reactionary to events that are going on, and they have to make sure they're handled properly. What can an Attorney General do in the state of Alabama on a proactive basis to make a difference?
Yeah, so establishing relationships with law enforcement across the state, federal partners, making sure that when they are needed, that they're properly trained, that they have the resources they need, and they have a good working relationship with the federal government. But not only that, it's being out in our community, working with our agencies, and them understanding that if I'm their Attorney General or when I'm their Attorney General, that they have my phone number, they have the ability to come into my office, sit down and talk with me, and open lines of communication. I think that's so important that the Attorney General be proactive, not wait till something happens to establish relationships, but have those relationships in place. And I have those, especially with our law enforcement community and our district attorneys across the state. Some people don't realize that the Attorney General is the end all when it comes to prosecution. They have the authority to initiate prosecutions across the state anywhere, and also to superintend other prosecutions that are taking place by DAs. And so I think it's so important that the AG have that experience.
Well, is the Attorney General not also involved pretty much in our election process?
So, yeah, any type of violations of election law can be handled by the local DA or also by the Attorney General. I'm the only prosecutor in the state that's actually prosecuted a non-U.S. citizen for voting in our elections. We currently have a case where a gentleman voted not once, twice, three, four, not five, but nine times in our election, who was actually a Canadian citizen. And so I have that experience too. I understand election integrity. I understand how important it is. And I would bring that to the AG's office to ensure that when those reports are made to the Attorney General, that they are being taken seriously and prosecuted.
Well, Pamela, let me ask you a question also about just the Attorney General's office in general. I know the Attorney General obviously would be you, and that's the most important person, but what kind of a staff does the Attorney General have to look into cases throughout the state?
So first of all, they have an investigation division, which, you know, I would love to see some of these investigators be stationed across the state, not just in Montgomery. I think you lose a lot of qualified people because they're saying, well, I don't want to move my family to Montgomery. And so, you know, making sure that the investigation division is working across the state. But not only that, you have assistant attorney generals and deputy attorney generals who handle really the day-to-day work while the AG is kind of steering the boat, making sure that those people can come to them. And it's important, you know, if you ever have a boss that didn't know what you did and you needed advice, but they've never done it. I think that's what the people need to think about. Do I want a qualified attorney general who's actually knows how to assist the assistants and the deputies, attorney generals in the office and how we need to move the state forward or to defend the state?
I think you just asked me a question I don't want to answer, and that was, did I ever had a boss who didn't know what I was doing? Hey, I spent a lifetime in the military and the government, and I can answer you with certainty that I have had bosses who not only did they not know what I was doing, they didn't know what they were doing. But that's That's a story for another day.
And I think that's important. You know, if you're going to lead, if you know, if I'm at my office here at the DA's office, like, I have no problem taking the trash out if it needs to be done. Because I tell my employees, I'm never going to ask you to do something that, A, I wouldn't do, or B, I haven't done. And, you know, you want an AG that when you're working on a criminal case or an appellate case, that you understand that, well, my AG has, my attorney general has done this before. And so when they come in my office and sit down and talk to me about it, or I need to go sit down in their office and talk to them about it, they get it and understand it. It's not a theory or an idea to them. It's actually a concrete process.
Well, you know, one thing I was wondering, you know, speaking of a boss, I know that I don't think the governor is actually your boss, but if Tuberville is elected governor, do y'all have any kind of a relationship that precedes his coming into office?
So I have met Tommy several times, Senator Tuberville several times, but in terms of, like, have we had dinner together? No. I am familiar with him, and he and I have met on the campaign trail a few times. So, look, you know, you want to make sure you have an attorney general that if they need to tell the governor no, they do. And when they need to tell the governor yes, they will. And I think I bring that independent process to that position with soon to be, I guess, Governor Tuberville.
I guess you just don't want to ever bump into him and give him a big roll tide, but that's.
And, you know, my husband's a huge Alabama fan, so we'll keep that under wraps until we get it in the office, and then maybe we'll have a Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl watching party.
Well, let me ask you this. How is your campaign going to date?
I think it's going very well. Look, I've been on the road going on 14 months, and I average about, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 miles a month. We are out there talking to the people. Look, we're not taking all that money from dark sources or outside funds or outside the state. We represent and we have a grassroots movement across all 7 congressional districts. We have 50 different DAs, law enforcement officials, retired law enforcement, who've endorsed our campaign, which goes to show that they know that I'm the most qualified candidate for this position. And so we feel confident, and we're excited to continue to move forward to the May 19th election day.
Well, May 19th will be here before you know it, and it's going to be an interesting race. I mean, you've got three solid competitors, of which I would say you certainly are one, too. And one thing I would like to do, and I always like to do this when we're interviewing candidates, is I like to give the candidate the last word. And the last word I like to give them is, Pamela, you tell our listeners why they should vote for Pamela Casey for Attorney General.
Look, you know, to the people of Alabama, I'm the only one that has spent the last 20 years putting child predators, killers, people that have hurt our family and kids in prison. And my main focus for my entire career has been our families and our children. As your attorney general, I promise you I'll serve you with the highest level of integrity and respect, ensuring that the people of the state are heard, not special interests, and that I bring the interest, I bring the qualifications that the people of the state want. Well, if you forget who I am, forget my name, but you'll like me, I'm the first person on the ballot. Vote Pam Casey. Tell your friends, tell your family that she is the most qualified candidate to be our attorney general.
And you know what? I used to be a lobbyist for the housing industry, and I had one of my good friends who was in Montgomery say the alphabet sometimes is your friend in an election. So it's sounds like it's going to be your friend too.
I'm going to make sure people don't forget. So first on the ballot, first in their hearts.
First in the ballot, first in the hearts. And one final thing, if people would like to find out more information about you, do you have a website or a Facebook page or anything they can go to?
Absolutely. PamelaCasey.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Pamela Casey for Alabama Attorney General.
Well, Pamela, this has been a great interview. It's been a fun conversation, and I wish you the best in all your upcoming endeavors. I know it's going to be a busy time between now and May 19th, and thank you for taking a little bit of time to be with us today. And, Steve, let's go ahead and bid Pamela adieu, and we'll go ahead and go to our break. Bye, Pam. And this is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. That was Attorney General candidate Pamela Casey. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford. Right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
I'm Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at All About Water. LLC.com. That's All About Water, LLC.com.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer today, Steve Moulton, who is Mr. Everything around here at the station. Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, whatever you want to call him. That's what we call Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis at West Point. But you are here with us today on Talk Radio WZZN. And that was Attorney General candidate Pamela Casey on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, which right now we have a little room for you if you want to give us a call. Grab some change out of your pocket, find a payphone, or grab your handheld computer with the cell phone attachment and call us at 256-382-0724. We would love to have you join us today on the show if you want to. Now, one thing Pamela mentioned, she alluded to, she is first on the ballot. There was a time in Alabama when the positioning on the ballot was determined by the alphabet. That is not the case anymore. Now the position on the ballot is determined by a random draw. And so I guess Pamela won the random draw lottery, and she is going to be first on the ballot. And that's a good thing. But I do recall back before that was the process, if you remember, we had a governor named Dr. Robert Bentley, who legally changed his name to Doctor, so he would be first on the ballot in the governor's race. And he did, in fact, win the race, but he left the office because of various and sundry reasons, none of which were very good. But Pamela does have a contested race. She's going to be running against Catherine Robertson, who is the longtime chief counsel to the current Attorney General, Steve Marshall. And Steve has endorsed her and said, yes, she is who should succeed me. Also, we have Jay Mitchell, a former Alabama Supreme Court justice who has judicial experience, just like Pamela has prosecutorial experience. And Pamela, as we learned just a minute ago, has a longtime record as a successful prosecutor in Blount County. And whether or not she is elected attorney general, she sounds like the kind of person that I would like to have on my side or on my kid's side if something went wrong and some of her and somebody was being prosecuted. You know, we want people in that courtroom who are not afraid to stand up and say, hey, you can't. There's a lot of things you can do, and there's a lot of things you can't do, but some of the things you can't do are not to mess with the people who are the most innocent victims, and those are our children. So kudos to her for doing that while she was a attorney general, and if she gets elected to the state while she was a prosecutor, and if she gets elected into the state attorney general's office, maybe she can bring that experience forth. And also on this show, I'm efforting to get the other two attorney general candidates on, and I've reached out to Jay Mitchell. I think I'm going to have him on in a week or so, and soon to reach out to Miss Robertson and get her on too. Because the most important thing that I want to do as the host of this show for this election is to let you hear what people have to say. And then you can make your own decision. As one of our first guests, former Congressman Mo Brooks, said, when you're voting for somebody, you just don't want to go in there and randomly mark a ballot because you like somebody's name looks, or you don't like the way another person's name looks. You want to mark that person's name on your ballot because you've heard and researched that person, and you know what they think, and they think like you think. So, you know, go ahead and put some thought into that as it comes time to get closer and closer to the election. But some other stuff that's happening in the world today. Today is not a good day to fly to the Northeast by any stretch of the imagination. Here's who all canceled their flights today, and most of these were in the East Coast. American canceled 591 flights. Delta canceled 668. Southwest 290. And United with 510. And that is really because of what's happening on the East Coast. And when you think about it, all those big airports like New York and LaGuardia, and also in Reagan National in D.C. and in Philadelphia's airport and Boston's airport, when those get canceled, there's a ripple effect that goes throughout the country. And you may be in Tampa, Florida, wanting to go somewhere, but your plane may originate in New York City, and it may not be able to get off the ground. So, and plus the snow it's not being measured on the East Coast in inches today. It's being measured in feet. By the way, one of my little things about the measuring of snowfall in the South, you know, we always say that a dog's life is in dog years is one human year is equal to seven dog years. And if you've ever calculated the life of your favorite pooch, that's pretty much the case. Well, I say down here in the South that snow is like dog years. Oh, what do I mean by that? I mean that when we have 1 inch of actual snow on the ground in Huntsville, Alabama, it's the equivalent of 7 inches. And you can start having the effects of snow if you follow the dog years rule before the snow is even there. When you have a forecast of snow, then guess what? Put the dog year rule in effect and stuff will start being canceled even before the first flake of snow falls. And we're not going to have any snow. In fact, by Saturday, we're going to have 70 degree weather. It's going to be warm and I hope to be out on the golf course that day. We'll see if that happens. One other bit of news about Huntsville, Alabama is our crime rate dropped 18% in 2024 from 2024 to 2025. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Some are saying the presence of our officers, the job that they do, the collaboration between other law enforcement agencies, the city investment in our police force, and also that robberies were down 28% and aggravated assaults down 20%. So, you know, one of the nice things about Huntsville is you hear a lot about crime, but you don't hear nearly as much about crime in Huntsville, Alabama, as you do in other cities in this country. And I think that's a credit to our first responders and also a credit to our leaders who are actually funding the police force like they should. And I think that's a very good thing. Another thing that's happening, if you go out by John Hunt Park these days, you will see the new Joy McKee Arboretum, which is being named after a longtime steward of Huntsville's green spaces. And it's a 400,000 arboretum that spans many acres between the skate park and the championship soccer fields out there. And it's going to showcase new native trees and plants. And Steve, I think that's time for our break. It's 2:52, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities, because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and we're here with you just for a couple of minutes. And I wanted to make sure today that I mentioned our newest sponsor, Donato's Pizza. And that's a great place to eat. They got a lot more than pizza on the menu. And if you want to, all you have to do is to go to talkradiowzzn.com, and you will see our friendly little website there. And on the website, there's a slider going across the top that says Zone Deals. Click upon that, and you will be allowed to purchase $50 worth of Donato's Pizza for $25. And again, they have calzones, they have subs, they have desserts, they have salads. They have so much more than just pizza. In fact, before we came on the air, Steve Moulton and I shared a little bit of their ham and pineapple pizza. And I love pineapple on pizza, though you're not supposed to. I do. And they have the best pineapple pizza I've ever tasted. They do a little trick with putting some cinnamon on it, which, folks, it's awesome. And they're also famous for their edge-to-edge toppings. You will see pepperonis all the way to the end of the pizza. And the way they slice their pizza, you wouldn't think that's a big deal, but it makes it seem like a whole lot more. Can't really explain it, but I guess Steve will go ahead and get out of here now. And we'll be back with a little Fox News special at the top of the next hour. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. Back soon.
The Orthopedic Center, it's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Pizza lovers can rejoice. Domino's pizza sales increased 3.7% in the fourth quarter. Investors were expecting customers to cut back. The pizza chain's sales growth bolstered by its partnership with DoorDash, as well as a successful rebrand last year. Eli Lilly launching Monday a new version of its weight loss drug, Zepbound, that offers a month's worth of doses in one pen. Prices for QuickPen start at $299 per month. Lamborghini is putting the kibosh on its upcoming luxury electric vehicle, citing virtually no demand. San Francisco-based startup Anthropic, accusing Chinese AI companies DeepSeek, Moonshot AI, and Minimax of siphoning information from its Claude AI model to improve its own products. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Canadian writer is comparing the state of Alabama to life up north and concluding that Alabama has it better in many ways than Canadians. The writer is Tim Kaladze. He received 5 million views so far for his article titled How Canada Became Poorer Than Alabama. That article was featured on the Globe and Mail publication. Kaladze traveled to Alabama with a lot of preconceptions created by those who write for AL.com and bash the state of Alabama nonstop. Kaladze was surprised at what he actually found on the ground in Huntsville and Birmingham when it comes to economic development and the state's ability to attract jobs like the Eli Lilly pharmaceutical plant. The writer did find fault with Alabama's minimum wage, education standards in poor school districts, and rural health care. Many Canadians were outraged at his glowing report of life in Alabama. Well, bless their cold northern hearts. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Firefighters had to deal with a wildfire in Shelby County this past Sunday. The blaze broke out along the property line of Oak Mountain State Park. No structures were damaged, and the fire was controlled by that evening. The family of Katorius K.J. Starks Jr. gathered at an Alabama cemetery this past weekend to celebrate what would have been his fourth birthday. The 3-year-old boy died in a hot car last summer when a DHR contract worker left him there, presumably forgotten. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed in Jefferson County by the boy's family. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And yes, that is me, Bill Crawford. Glad to be back with you today here on this Monday afternoon in the first day of the second month of my show. And not my show, our show. I'm joined with Steve Moulton, who is our producer today. Brian Temple is under the weather. And we'd like to be joined by you also if you want to give us a call at 256-382-0724. And as you may know by the name of our station, it is Fox Talk Radio. One of our partners is Fox News. And we have a segment on Monday where we're going to be joined by a representative of Fox News during our second hour. And today that is Miss Logan Alexandra.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we wouldn't have it any other way. And Logan is here. She's going to talk to us about many, many things, some of the stories she's covering and some of the stuff that's going on in our area. But one of the things I always like to do, just like people like to ask me, they say, how in the heck did you get into radio? It's a long story. So, Logan, tell me this. Where are you from?
So I'm from Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C., about 45 minutes outside of D.C.
And what city would that be? I'm familiar with that area.
So it's a little town called Bristow.
Not that familiar with it.
I get that a lot. It's about 20 minutes from Fairfax.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one of my old roommates from West Point was a member of the school board in Fairfax County, and I used to go to Reston a lot on business trips. So where'd you go to college?
So I went to Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia.
Oh, and studied in journalism or something else?
Yes. So my major was in journalism, and I had an area of emphasis in political science.
Wow. So this is something you have always wanted to do.
Yes. So I actually knew I wanted to become a journalist when I was in the fifth grade. I went behind the scenes of Meet the Press, and I kind of saw the production and how it went. And so I instantly fell in love with the journalism scene and kind of got started from there.
You mean the real Meet the Press, the show that we watch every Sunday morning?
Yes.
Well, did you do anything with your journalism degree while you were going through college? Did you write for this college paper or do any broadcasting?
Yes. So Hampton University has both a TV station and a radio station. And so I anchored for all 4 years while at Hampton, as well as a reporter for Sabre Sports, which was our sports show, actually, at Hampton. And it aired on one of the local channels.
Now, Sabre, what was the mascot of the school? Were you the Sabres or?
No. So actually a pirate.
Oh, well, yes. Pirate, Sabre. That makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes. So Hampton University is the Hampton University Pirates.
Well, there you go. And pirates carry sabers and wear parrots on their shoulder and have a patch on their eye. And some of them even had a wooden leg. But I'd rather be the sabers than the parakeets or the wooden legs, I think. Just so you know, just for what it's worth, I too had a yearning to be in journalism from my earliest days. In fact, my family ran the local newspaper, and I started out as a freshman as the sports writer for the paper.
Oh, wow.
And had a scholarship to Tennessee in the School of Communications, but went down a different path. So you graduated from college and as a member of the Pirates. And what was your first job in journalism after that?
Actually, right here in Huntsville.
Right here in Huntsville.
Yes. Graduated in May, and I moved to Huntsville in September.
Of this year?
Yes.
So how do you like it?
I actually really love it down here. Huntsville is such a nice area, and it's a lot of great people that are here. Everyone's so friendly.
Well, you know, how could they not be friendly to you? I mean, somebody would have to make an effort to not do that. So you've been here since what, May?
I've been in Huntsville since September.
Since September.
Yes.
And how do you determine what or who do you get to pick the stories you cover? And we're going to talk about some of those when we come back after our break. But do you get to pick that, or are they assigned to you, or how does that work?
So most of the times they are assigned to me, but I do pitch stories, and sometimes they choose my pitch.
Well, how do you pitch? Tell me how you pitch a story. I've never heard of that before. So you have to kind of keep your eye on what's going on, and you say, hey, this is happening, and this is a good story. How would you pitch a story? Say you were pitching one to me.
Yes, exactly. So the main thing that I do is kind of keep an eye not only on all of the stations, but also in the Facebook groups that Huntsville has, as well as the other surrounding cities, kind of see what people are talking about, what the chatter is about. And then I will say, hey, I think this is going on, or somebody in the Facebook group said this is going on, and I think this could be a great opportunity because of X, Y, and Z.
Well, now, as we approach the May 19th primaries, do you cover politics also? Especially given your minor in political science?
So I cover everything. There's not necessarily one topic that I cover more than the other. It's just whatever is assigned to me. But for most stations, election time is everybody's going to have their, you know, hands in that as well.
Well, give me a day in the life of your basic television reporter in Huntsville, Alabama. It starts at what time and ends at what time, and what happens in between those two times?
Yes, so I start at 9:30. I'm a dayside reporter, so I work 9:30 to 6:30. Come in at 9:30, get my story assignment, depending on if it's something happening right after I come in, or if it's a couple hours, you know, before then, I might sit down and type up my script, make phone calls to get the interview set up, go get those interviews. I shoot all my own footage, as well as write my own stuff and edit it. So after I go out, do the interviews, shoot some footage, I'll come back to the station and I will start editing that. And then I will upload it to put it into our show. Now, I know that Fox 54, we have what we call a reporter chat. So the reporter and anchor typically will sit down together and kind of talk about what that reporter was reporting on for that day. So sometimes I'll do that at 6 o'clock before I leave.
So you take your own camera,
yep.
You set it up, you click the microphone on the person's collar, then you do the interview, and then you take whatever footage you need to take, and I assume you have, what's it called, B-roll, the stuff that
yes.
you need for your background of your story.
Exactly.
Did you learn that on the job, or did you learn that here?
So I learned that while I was in school. So that was something that was part of the curriculum. And since we did have a TV station there, that was something that we practiced on a daily basis.
Well, did you have other jobs offered, or was Huntsville just your first choice?
Or was it
your only choice?
I applied for multiple jobs, but Huntsville was, they got back to me right away, and they seemed really excited. And I talked to Kenesha, who is the anchor over there, and she kind of was telling me about the station. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll give Huntsville a try. I had never been to Alabama before.
Well, how do you like it?
I love it. I like it down here. My parents like it, so that's also very good. And mm-hmm. there's so much to do when they come and visit.
Well, there is so much to do down here. And, you know, this, frankly, for a place, you wouldn't think much about it, but there's a lot happening news-wise in Huntsville, Alabama. I mean, we have rockets being developed here. We're the brains of the U.S. Army out on the base. And this city is growing rapidly. As you know, I'm sure there's plenty of stories you'll be doing about that as time goes by. And in a minute, Steve, we're going to go ahead and take a break and get out of here. And then when we come back, we will talk about some of the stories you have done and some that are, pun intended, hot right now. You'll understand that later. This is Bill Crawford back in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Isn't the story of the prodigal son an amazing story? Basically, a rowdy boy who literally wished his father dead, ran away, and consumed his wealth with hard and fast living. Yet the father looked for his return every day, and when the boy got tired of eating pig slop, he decided to return. What did the father do? As soon as he saw that boy, he ran to him, threw his arms around him, and killed the fatted calf for a great celebration. Hey, I'm John Dees, pastor of the Cross Point Church. If you're looking for a church home, come see us smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison.
It's football season, and the only place to catch every game is the End Zone. With NFL Sunday Ticket, big screen TVs, and all the sports you love, we've got your playbook for fun. Two family-friendly non-smoking locations, Midtown on McMurtry next to Target, and on Cecil Ashburn Drive. Jumbo wings, cheeseburgers, Tex-Mex, pizza, plus daily specials, happy hour, big draft beers, and frozen margaritas. Open for lunch daily at our Midtown location, the End Zone, where every seat's the best seat in the house.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Okay, everybody, this is Bill Crawford, and I'm back now. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. Logan Alexander and I were just chatting and having a great time. I was about to show her a picture of my grandson, but that's just going to have to wait till the next break. So sorry about that. But Logan, let's continue on with our discussion about your career here as a journalist in Huntsville, Alabama. Tell me what your favorite story is that you have done since you've been here.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think that the story that I'm actually working on this week is very, very interesting. I am covering IKEA coming to Huntsville. It is the first IKEA in Alabama.
Well, let me ask you this. As a part of the coverage of that story with IKEA coming here, do you know why they chose Huntsville? I mean, there's Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile. They've got some choices. Why did they choose Huntsville?
Yes, so they say that they chose Huntsville because it is growing so rapidly. It's one of the state's fastest growing cities. And so they really wanted to bring that IKEA experience, shopping experience here to the Rocket City.
Well, now, can you elaborate a little bit on what the IKEA experience is?
Yes, so there's actually quite a few things that they're doing. So first thing to note is that it is 46,000 square feet, and most, like, other IKEAs are typically go up to about 300,000 square feet. So the store is a little bit smaller, but it features wonderful furniture pieces and local living solutions that are kind of tailored to residents here in Huntsville.
Well, where is the store going to be at in town?
So this store is actually not too far from here. It's going to be up the street at the University Place Shopping Center.
Oh, okay. Well, what all does, like, I've been to an IKEA one time, and I think it was in Houston, Texas, and frankly, I got lost in that story. That was one of the 300,000 square foot stores, and it just it was so huge, I couldn't, have you been in the store yet to get a chance to?
Yes, so I actually went into the store this morning and kind of got a sneak peek, and it is so much stuff in there. Oh my gracious. I was literally kept my head on a swivel, was trying to get as much footage as I possibly could. But I mean, they have everything from bedroom furniture, living room, closet, bathroom, kitchen.
Now, one of the things about IKEA, and I may be incorrect about this, they can, you kind of buy the stuff there, and it's not like a furniture store where you get a piece of furniture. You get a kit and you have to put it together. Is that correct?
So some of the stuff that they have, yes, you do have to put together, but they also have some stuff that is in the as-is department. So that features some gently used or discontinued items that the store no longer carries, but they also have about 5,000 products on display, and then a curated selection of about 2,000 plus items that are going to be available for purchase right away.
Now, when is it open? Is it open now?
So it actually is opening on Wednesday. Their grand opening is at 9:30, and people can start lining up outside the store at 7.
Now, is that something you think people will actually be lining up to get in? Is it that popular?
Yes. From what I have heard, yes, it is. And the thing that the people are most excited about is the Swedish deli in the back. I actually learned within the last couple of years that IKEA sells food. I did not know that before.
I didn't know that either.
Yes, so they, and the thing that they're most popular for is their meatballs and their cinnamon rolls.
Well, now, what else? God, I can't even imagine. When I think of a Swedish deli, I'm sorry, this may sound a little crazy, but I think of fish. I think of pickled herrings and stuff like that. But you say it's meatballs and cinnamon rolls.
Yes, and they also have hot dog. They have plant balls, as well as other dessert items, you know, aside from just the cinnamon buns. They have those where you can eat it in store. They have a seating area where you can eat them. But they also have that stuff available for purchase as well. That's already prepackaged, and you can take it to go.
Well, now, like some of the stores, like I know, as an example, Trader Joe's has Two Buck Chuck, and Costco's has the Kirkland wine brand. Are they known for their wine selection also, or do you know?
I don't. The only thing that I've heard for sure is their meatballs. Everybody cannot stop talking about the meatballs.
Well, that is something meatballs to me are a very, my wife makes great meatballs, but I think I'm going to have to try some IKEA meatballs at our next football party that we have. Speaking of football, I should have asked you this. Now, you're new to town. Have you picked yet, Alabama or Auburn? You have to one of these days.
Oh, my gracious. That's literally the first thing somebody said to me when I moved here was, do you have a team yet? And when I said no, they said that's not an option. So, oh, my goodness. I don't have a team yet. I don't have a team yet. I'm still getting into college football. I watch a lot of NFL, but I'm still trying to get into college football.
Well, now, who's your NFL team? In your neck of the woods, I'd say you're probably a Redskins fan.
Ooh.
No.
I am a Los Angeles Rams fan.
Well, you would have been happy a couple of years ago and almost happy this year. They just barely missed.
Barely. Oh, my gosh. I was devastated. But, you know, life goes on, I guess.
Well, life does go on in the Rams. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but their quarterback, Mr. Matthew Stafford, mm-hmm. did you know he committed for another year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's coming back, and he was the MVP of the league this year. So
yes, you know what? If Stafford has it in him, then I'm absolutely happy for him. we'll be glad to have Stafford back, honestly.
Oh, well, I would think so. Okay, so that's IKEA. That's a current story. You and I were chatting a little bit on the break about I didn't even know about this. Tell us what happened in Fayetteville, Tennessee with the fire.
Yes, so there was a fire in the downtown square, and so the fire happened on February 8th around 3 a.m. Is when I guess the fire department got the first call. Now, I've been covering this since day one, went back and followed up a week later, and then last week went there again because of a fundraiser that was being held. So it was four buildings that were completely destroyed and burned down, and five businesses in those buildings.
Now, when you say downtown, I know Fayetteville is kind of like the town I grew up in, Lawrenceburg, that has a town square.
Yes.
Were the buildings in the town square? Or they
yes,
just,
they were.
Were they like older buildings that had been there forever?
Yes, they were. They were older buildings. And so when we talk about the rebuilding process for those buildings that were lost, it's going to take a little bit of time working with architectures as well, because you really want the new buildings to still match the historical older buildings that are around it as well.
What caused the fire?
So we still don't know what caused the fire. We may never know what caused the fire. Unfortunately, it was just that bad.
So was, I hate to ask this, but was there any loss of life or limb?
So nobody, there was no lives lost. A few firefighters were injured while they were putting out the fire. Now, Fayetteville Fire Department as well as Huntsville's Fire Department also assisted to put out the fire because it got that big. There were no injuries, but the community really came together to help the people that were putting out the fire, providing Gatorade and snacks and biscuits for the firemen that were out there fighting that fire.
How long did that take?
It took several hours. Wow. It wasn't until probably around noon that stuff started to really die down. And people were able to return back. People at the other surrounding businesses were able to return back to their business.
So is the town now, the downtown area, open for business once again? Everything's normal except for the buildings that were damaged?
Yes, so everything is open. It's safe. It's normal. Back to normal. There is a fence that is up around the buildings that were destroyed, just to make sure that nobody, you know, gets injured, because there's still stuff dangling, you know, from the buildings, the side of the buildings, different stuff like that. So it is open, and the community has really gathered here, you know, gathered together during this time. And that's the one thing that I've learned the most. They had a fundraiser for the people that were affected.
Well, do you know what the, like, I know on the town square of an older city like Fayetteville, the businesses are, in fact, in older buildings, but were they modern businesses or were they like old businesses that have been there forever?
So they were modern businesses. Some of them had been there for a while, but I can actually tell you that the five businesses that were affected were Mercantile on Market Street, and then the Skin Refinery, Young Vintage, and the Dance Academy. And then Juan Guerrero, he is a fashion designer. His fashion studio was located inside of Mercantile on Main.
So wow.
All his work was lost. I just did an interview with him about a week ago, and it's just absolutely devastating. 12 years of work just gone.
Well, that is one of the things that's bad in a small town like that, is when you have a fire, especially if it hits in the wrong place. You know, some of those buildings were... some of those buildings that had wooden floors, they used to put oil on the floors to keep the dust down. And I can only imagine what would happen when a fire hit that. So, two high-profile stories, IKEA and the fire in Fayetteville. Tell me about a low-profile story that was just interesting, that you had to pitch it, and then you put it on TV and said, wow, this is a pretty cool story.
That's a really great question. I feel like I do a lot of, I guess, low-profile stories. That's the one thing I love about my job.
Not necessarily low-profile, just not, you know, the big headliner. Yes. Just like a human interest story, maybe, or something like that.
Right, exactly. And I do a lot of those. I'm trying to think which one has been my absolute favorite. I think that I typically love to cover different, like, festivals or outdoor activities, like Big Spring Park. I cover some stuff there as well. You get to meet so many great people, and I do it every day. So it's so hard to even think about every single one that I've possibly done.
Well, now, Big Spring Park, that is a place that's really a coming of age, I would have to think. Sometimes people make fun of me because I go down there with my little dachshund sometimes, and we feed the ducks, you know. But Big Spring Park is a cool place. The little the art museum is right there, and the little pizza place is right underneath Pano Evino. That's a good place to get a meal. So did you go down there, like, as an example, when they had the Christmas trees on display? Did you cover that?
Yes, I actually did. The Tinsel Trail, I did cover that story. Absolutely loved it, seeing all the trees decorated. Another story that I did downtown right next to Big Spring Park was the Trilogy Hotel when they first opened up.
Okay.
Yes, and that was a wonderful story. The Sky Lounge that they have there is absolutely beautiful, and it looks over the park.
Oh, yeah, I've been there before. It's a pretty nice place. Well, what do you think about the future of Huntsville in the news? What do you think kind of stories are going to define this town as we grow and get bigger? I know we've got space. We've got the Artemis launch, which I don't know what's going to happen with that. It may or may not be next week. Do you cover any of the stuff like that with the futuristic eye to the city?
So for me, I don't cover it as often. I will say that one of our other MSJs covers that stuff a little bit more, and they are actually from the area, so they're a little bit more well-versed on that stuff. I think that for me, I do cover, you know, I sometimes will cover that stuff, but we really have one person at our station that does that.
Well, what are your chances of ever one day while you're here getting to sit in the anchor seat like Miss Kenesha?
So I actually have had the opportunity to do that. Yes. And I've been very grateful for that. I've anchored the 6 o'clock show quite a few times, and I anchored one of the weekend shows as well.
Well, how different is that? Now, by the way, the 6 o'clock news, my wife and I watch you guys at night. We watch the edition that comes on at 9. So, so how much of a challenge is that when you haven't done it before and you're sitting in the anchor seat and they're going 3, 2, you're on?
You know, it's actually, for me anyways, I don't feel nervous just because that's exactly what I did while I was at Hampton. I anchored for 4 years, so it wasn't something that I hadn't done before. So I feel relatively comfortable. I probably feel more comfortable talking in front of the camera than I do talking in front of a crowd.
Well, now, what's your druthers, reporter or anchor or something else? Where do you see yourself in the future?
In the future, I definitely want to get into the anchoring scene and definitely am interested in doing entertainment news and some, you know, stuff along that line.
Well, tell me what your definition of entertainment news is. That covering the music industry, the TV industry, because the entertainment world is wide open.
Yes. And so for me, I'm interested in more so talk show styled. Interviews, so sit down interviews.
Like Entertainment Tonight or TMZ or something like that.
Yes, or like the Tamron Hall Show or Jay Hudson. Yeah.
Well, what kind of a break are you going to, how do you make that happen?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'm figuring it out I'm figuring it out as I go. A lot of people told me I could start in news and transition over. You know, it just really depends. I don't know what path I'm necessarily going to take, but I am just going with the flow right now.
Well, is there a venue for that here in Huntsville, Alabama? Is there a, I don't think there is. Well, I guess the closest thing I could think of is the Tennessee Valley Living show that comes on I think it's on Channel 48. But do you guys have a variety show like that for news?
So our station doesn't necessarily, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a market for it, and especially as the community is growing and the city is growing so rapidly, there could be, you know, a time where that, you know, would really work.
Well, let me ask you another question about not probably the most feel-good story, and I know I could answer that question if you ask me about my prior career in high school is writing for the paper. What's the worst story you've ever done? The one you said, oh gosh, if I could take that back, I would pull that off the air and nobody would have ever seen it.
Ooh, that's a great question. I think that I'm constantly learning and growing with every single story that I do. Of course, the hard news stories can be very difficult, especially when you're dealing with family members who have lost loved ones. Those are extremely difficult to do. But I think that my earlier stories were probably, you know, I was just getting started. So, you know, there was some bumps, some hiccups there. But I think that every story that I do, I'm constantly growing.
Well, and that's what you should do. I know I can tell you this, you know, when I first started doing the radio game, you know, you and I were talking about that. I was just kind of doing it on the side. The first show was a rather unique experience, but you know, 15 years later, I'm not a stranger to the microphone anymore, just like you aren't either. So tell me what's next. Are you going to stay here in town for a while and just see what evolves and keep pitching your stories and covering them as you can?
That's the plan. That's the goal. I'll be here for a little while. You know, I do enjoy working at Fox 54. I love working with my coworkers. Everyone is wonderful there. So I definitely see, I love my work family, love our newsroom, love our staff. So I definitely will be here for a while and keep pushing, you know, for those stories here in Huntsville and surrounding areas and just hoping to, you know, just get better and better every time.
Well, that leads to my final question. So pushing for stories, do you just have to go in every day at 9:30 and say, I wonder what's going to be on the table in front of me today? Or do you have some kind of an idea of what you're going to pursue when you walk in the door?
Sometimes it just depends. Sometimes I get the story assignments from the night before. Being a dayside reporter, my start time is earlier than everybody else's typically. So sometimes I'll have to get my assignment from the night before. Sometimes I don't get it till I get in, you know, at 9:30. And sometimes I pitch a story and we might go with that particular story rather than what we already have on the board. It just depends.
Well, you know, I can tell you this because we kind of share a little bit of commonality in that. You know, one of the things we do here on The Point is we like to cover what's happening in the news. And I was mentioning this on our show Friday, is the month of February, the last 2 weeks in February, is not exactly a high news volume time. It's kind of slow.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like it's like that for a lot of months for us, you know, leading up to holidays, especially the bigger holidays like Christmas or Thanksgiving. There's a lot going on, but like during the holiday and right after, there's not a whole lot going on.
There's not a whole lot going on. And you gotta do like in the newspaper business, we called it filler, where you'd put a little thing where you didn't have anything to write that said, you know, dinosaurs walked down 42nd Street 100,000 years ago. And sometimes you got to do that. But I think you are an excellent reporter. I look forward to seeing your work in the future. And I thank you for coming by here today. I hope I've enjoyed talking to you. Has this been okay with you?
Yes, absolutely wonderful. I have definitely enjoyed myself. Thank you so much for even inviting me to come and speak with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, Fox is one of our partners, and you know, we have this segment on Mondays, and on Friday, old Jordan drops by and we get to see what kind of stuff he's up to, which is always fairly interesting. So, Steve, if we can go ahead and take our break and then we will get out of here. And thank you, Logan, for coming by.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693.
A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed,
isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. As we bring this into some music that I spent many an hour on the parade ground at West Point marching to, I'm expecting to hear somebody give an eyes right now, and then we would look at the inspecting officer, and away we would go. But we're glad you tuned us in today. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and if you want to give us a call, we certainly have time to talk to you today. The phone number is 256-382-0724, and that is the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, and we got a little bit of room for you today if you want to give us a call. Love to have you. So let's keep going over some of the items that are in the news for the next few minutes. We had a gentleman on our show Friday afternoon who talked about rescuing dogs and how he rescued German short-haired dogs. And dogs. Everybody loves dogs. There's a new dog park on Redstone Arsenal. And I just saw this in the news the other day, is that Huntsville Animal Services is at capacity. They cannot accept any more animals. They recently rescued 77 dogs from a single address. That to me is almost unbelievable, but it did in fact happen. So if you need a dog right now, this would be the time to go adopt a dog. And I know a lot of people wonder about that. I think if you adopted a dog, you'd find a friend for the rest of your life. So Huntsville Animal Services got lots of dogs out there available for adoption. Also, last week on the show, we had Barry Moore. Barry Moore is a current congressman from the Dothan Wiregrass area who is running for U.S. Senate. He has been endorsed by President Trump, and he also last week was endorsed by Vice President J.D. Vance. So I don't know exactly what an endorsement does for you in this day and age, but he's got two big ones right there, and it's going to be an interesting race to see how he fares in that. But he has, in fact, been endorsed by the president and by the vice president. Something that recently happened in the Alabama House of Representatives is they passed a bill that would prohibit state agencies from adopting environmental regulations more stringent than the federal standards. Now, one of the things I used to do is I used to work in the housing industry where you would think people really were not against development and growth, but a lot of the environmental organizations were. They were totally anti-growth, and they said, we can't do this. We're going to kill the environment. I know one time we were testifying against one of those organizations, and my president of my local group got up, and he was talking about trying to contradict her assertion that there was no more room for development. And he gave what I thought was a classic line where he said, her name was Beth. He said, Beth, the next time you get in an airplane and fly out of Birmingham, the same would apply to Huntsville. If you think there's no room for growth, just look down. And guess what happens when you look down? It doesn't take very far to travel in that airplane before you see wide open spaces, hills and hollers, and places where many, many people could live. Another entity that happened last week, and I think this is just a real good thing. You know, one of the big issues facing our state nowadays and our country, frankly, is healthcare. You know, is it affordable? What can be done to correct it? By the way, on a sidebar, I know the government shut down for 43 days earlier in the year because of an impasse over healthcare tax subsidies. I don't think anything has happened on that, but what has happened in Alabama is there is a bill that has passed. They were bipartisan, which means both parties supported those bills that said there is no out-of-pocket cost for prostate or breast cancer screening if you can't afford it. And I tend to think that is a real good thing because those are two cancers that are very prevalent in this country, not just in the state of Alabama. And it's something where if you can't afford to get screened, you shouldn't be ignored. You should be able to get that done. So that has passed, and that is a good thing. A couple of other things that happened, just random news and notes from throughout the state and the country. Last Sunday, guess what America did? We won the Olympic gold medal for the first time since 46 years. And the last time we won that was the Miracle on Ice, where we defeated Russia in the Miracle on Ice. A lot of people thought that was the gold medal round. That was not, in fact, the gold medal round. That was just defeating Russia. And at the time we defeated Russia, America was, it was 1980. I was a senior at West Point. I was actually down at Washington, D.C. on a field trip with my political science class. And we actually went to the White House and I have a picture of me seated in the president's chair, and we went to see the vice president's office. We went to see Supreme Court Justice Byron Whizzer White and many, many places that were pretty cool for a senior in high school to go to. And we were staying at a place called Fort Myers in the bachelor's officer's quarters. And that night, a group of us cadets gathered around the one little TV that was sitting in the lobby, and we watched America beat Russia, the evil Russians. At that time, the country was in a little state of the dumps. You know, Jimmy Carter was in his waning days as president. The economy was in a disastrous state. Gas prices were out of control, and actually there was a gas shortage when you had gas even at all. And plus, we were in the midst of the Iranian hostage crisis, so seeing us defeat Russia was a pretty good thing. Little known fact is that, well, it's just a lot of people don't realize that. People who thought that was it, that wasn't it. We had to come back the next day and beat the Finns, the evil Finns, Finland, to win the gold medal in hockey in 1980. Something else that happened this week, if you were tracking it, is the tariffs that the Trump administration had introduced and had made billions and billions of dollars were declared illegal by the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision. And that's very interesting to me because there's been so much money collected on those tariffs. We're going to have to give it back? I don't know. I don't see how they can do that. But what the president has done is announced a 15% tariff, which is within his right to do. It is for 150 days, and unless, of course, Congressman ratifies those tariffs. Well, let's move on to the world of entertainment. Kid Rock, old Kid Rock, he is having a Freedom 250 tour based on the 250th anniversary of our country, and he's catching a little flack because his front row seats are $5,000, and he's supposed to be, you know, the performer of the people and things of that nature, and people are giving him grief because not everybody can afford a $5,000 ticket to the front row. I don't think I would pay $5,000 to get in there for any seat, but that's neither here nor there. Another thing from the world of entertainment, there's a movie called One Battle After Another, which claimed 6 BAFTA Film Awards Sunday night, including Best Film and Best Director. I watched that and walked out of the movie theater. I thought it was horrible. How about this in Nashville in a Waffle House? A person named Gregory Lynn Hall filed a $300,000 lawsuit for getting tased in a Waffle House. So that's some of the news for today. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here on National Biscuit Day and also National Banana Bread Day. And we'll be back to wrap it up in a minute. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, Maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not.
Welcome back, everybody. That's going to wrap up another issue or episode or whatever you want to call it of The Point with Bill Crawford. That's me, a show produced today by producer extraordinaire Steve Moulton. Please tell your friends, your relatives, your countrymen, your co-workers, and anybody you meet on the street that they need to tune us in if they want to know what the heck is happening in Huntsville and North Alabama and to a degree in the country. I'd like to bid you all farewell on this happy note. On this day in 1836, 4,000 Mexican troops under the lead of General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna besieged the Alamo. That's of particular interest to me because I'm the six-time removed nephew of the commander of the Alamo, Colonel William Barrett Travis, who went down as a hero of Texas. Join us soon, folks, and we'll be back, and we'll get out of here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, folks. We'll get out of here in just a little bit. I forgot I had 30 more seconds. So I guess with that, I'll wish you this. Have a happy diesel engine day. Have a happy National Banana Bread Day, a National Rationalization Day, and a National Pinocchio Day. I don't think I celebrate any of those, but they are true. They're real. So if you celebrate any of those, enjoy it. Have a good day, and we will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And now we're going to get out of here, and remember this, as I always say, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, National Guardsman, Space Command, or marine, or even a government employee doing what they do so you can enjoy the life you lead in this great country. This is Bill Crawford, and I am out. Goodbye.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.